This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So, hey guys, I'm with Jess Butterworth. Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Very excited to be here and in London on this sunny day.
Yeah, well, you've got a brand new book out.
I have.
Am I right in thinking it's also your first book?
It is, yes.
That's really exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted and still, you know, in squeal mode when I see it in real life form in shops.
have you gone into shops just to see it sometimes? Do you just walk past and just go in?
I have, yes. I usually sign them too.
I bet they love it. That's amazing. The book's called Running on the Roof of the World.
Yes.
All right. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's set in contemporary Tibet. And it follows 12-year-old Tash. And one day her parents are accused of a crime they didn't do and they're dragged to prison. And Tash believes that the only person who can help her and get them out is the Dalai Lama. But he lives in India across the Himalayas. So with her best friend Sam and two trusty yaks, she sets off across the Himalayas in search of help.
So what kind of adventures do they have when they're going across the Himalayas? Do they meet any characters?
They do. They meet some nomads and the mountains themselves form a character in the way because of all the conflict that creates with the avalanches and the things they have to cross and the snow and the altitude.
So why the Dalai Lama? Why can he help?
Well, he's the spiritual leader of Tash and her parents and he's actually in exile in India, but Tash believes that he's the only one who will understand what's going on.
Am I right in thinking, have you met the Dalai Lama in real life?
I have, yeah.
Well, how did that happen? That's amazing.
My dad lives in Dharamsala, where the Dalai Lama lives in exile, and he holds teachings quite regularly for the Tibetan community there. When I'm there, I always like to attend some teachings, and one day got the chance to meet him, and he was very smiley and happy and lovely.
Did you do like loads of research for the book then? Did you go out to Tibet, or have you been to the Himalayas?
I spent lots of my childhood in the Himalayas and clambering over mountains. And then when I wanted to write this book, I went back there and I went in search of yaks. And I found some, which was fantastic. So I got to, you know, see what they really felt like and smelt like. And I tried all the local food, lots of momos and tukpa, which is a noodle soup.
What's a momo?
A momo, it's a dumpling. So it's kind of pastry with either meat or vegetables inside, and it's fried or steamed, and they're really yummy. Momos are Tash's favourite foods.
It was quite good that you've been in the culture so you can write about it.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's so grounded in real settings and events, I wanted to make sure that I did the best I could to represent it in the book.
Because was this a book that you just had in your head for ages, like you just needed to write a story about that area because you knew it so well?
I naturally write about the Himalayas as a setting because I spent so much time there as a child and I just loved being there so much. And then the story came a bit later. I studied creative writing at university and Tash's voice popped into my head and just, it was there.
Is Tash based a little bit on you or is it just something totally different, like another person entirely?
I think there are probably some aspects of myself in her, but she is definitely her own character.
It can be quite like a political thing, exile of the Dalai Lama and all that kind of stuff. Was it hard to write a kid's book but still have all of those things in it?
I think I really just tried to look at it from Tash's perspective because she lives in a place that's very censored, but her parents are part of a resistance movement, so she knows a little bit. And so it was quite easy for me to introduce those ideas as Tash learned about them because she, you know, discovers lots when she makes it to India.
And do you plan a sequel? Will anything happen next, perhaps?
Not a sequel, but there is a book too.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
With the same characters or just
different characters, but similar location set in the foothills of the Himalayas.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Are you writing it right now?
Yeah, it's almost finished.
Is it a bit confusing to be writing one book but promoting the first one? Or are you okay with it? You're like, no, my head is in the game, it's fine.
Yeah, it's quite nice to be able to talk about the second book and know that it already exists.
Yeah.
Rather than just an idea.
Right, well, we do a thing on Fun Kids where we do a little author quickfire round.
Ooh.
So I've got some questions. You're just going to go as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Answer the first one that you think is the best, I guess. Okay, so, first one's pretty easy. Books or Kindles?
Books.
Heroes or villains?
Heroes.
Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Film.
Film, good one. Writing or reading?
Writing.
UK or USA?
UK.
Oh, that's good. I knew you lived in both places, so I wasn't too sure. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts.
A laptop or write by hand?
Write by hand. I start by hand and then I transfer onto a laptop. Yeah.
Okay. Bookshop visit or school tour?
Ooh, that's hard. School tour, I think.
And salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar.
Good, that's the right answer. Yeah, anyone who says cheese and onion, I immediately say no. Ridiculous. Right, so we should say the book is out right now, I think. Is that correct?
Yes.
Was it the 1st of June it came out?
Yes.
So people have had at least a week to go and get it, and if they haven't got it, they should go get it right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Please do.
It's called Running on the Roof of the World. Thank you so much for coming in, Jess.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing.
It's been lovely.
Cheers. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.